called it the brickyard because we didn't think the tile yard sounded as good in English, and plus all the buildings are made out of brick. So brickyard sort of fit. But this was a working glazed tile factory that was belching black smoke. And when my wife found the property, she brought me over here and she says, "Jim, we've got to get this piece of property." And I said, "Honey, you got to be kidding." And she says, "Turn around, you idiot." And so she made me turn around away from the factory toward the Great Wall. And it was one of the prettiest views I have ever seen in my life. So we decided that we would find a way to lease this property from the village. And it was actually pretty complicated to take the original factory operators and get them to stop operating and turn the factory land back to the village and then get a lease from the village. So a range of different concurrent back-to-back transactions. And we were able to get this property for a 50-year lease from the village.
When I look at it today, this could be really, I wouldn't say that it could always be in Europe. It's so beautiful. It could be in the States. It's amazing finding this here. And I remember seeing the photographs that you showed at the Courtyard Institute of the factory, really at the end of its existence. And it's, apart from those chimneys, it's unrecognizable.
Well, a lot of what we have here was what was here originally. So if you take things and you repair them and you make them competent and safe, it's amazing what you can create. Mm-hmm. But China is full of wonderful buildings that aren't necessarily temples and palaces and so forth, but things that are from a particular point in time. And they can end up being very beautiful. You could take not just something from imperial times, but something that was built in the 50s or the 60s or the 70s, the way that I have, and respect the integrity of those buildings and their history and redeploy them to new uses.
Well, one of the reasons you were talking at the Courtyards Institute, this is part of a series of talks put on by Amy Matheson's group, the China Building Restoration Project, showing how it's possible to use older buildings and to create items of real beauty, as you have done.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. Unlike a lot of restored buildings where you start off with something that's pretty magnificent, a rich person's mansion, a temple, an imperial building, what we have out here are small country houses, small factories. And there's very little that's older than that or that's been inherited from China's rich past. Mm-hmm. For one thing, a lot of these areas out in the mountainous areas, they were the last settled and they were the poorest areas. Mm-hmm. And there just weren't any rich people out here. So what do? I mean, do you just tear it down? I think if you tear something down, you forget the people who lived here and the people who built it and the people who had to work very hard to build the houses that they have. So I've tried to respect that history and take it. And it is amazing the integrity and beauty that was here in the original vernacular architecture. So I try to do things that are modern, that are a fusion approach. But at the heart of it is keeping what was here. It's energy efficient and it's pretty.
Well, you certainly have created that effect. Just walking around the grass, the almost the miniature the farm you've got behind here, the whole atmosphere, and of course the view up to the Great Wall, and it's very, very scenic. And of course, you've taken this concept to other buildings around here, places like the Smithy and the Brickyard Homes, to create various units around so people could have this experience in this valley.
Well, I've been fortunate enough to have clients who've asked me to design and build homes for them all over these villages. And I've been fortunate enough to have local craftsmen and contractors that support me and then go on and work for other clients and adopt some of the principles that I've put into place. I've had local people, when they rebuild their own houses, they don't want to move away. It's beautiful here.
Yeah.
So once they have enough money, once they have a decent life, why do they really want to move into the town? They'd like to stay here. So they add bathrooms, they add sunrooms, they add nice kitchens. They do a lot of things for their houses that make them very comfortable and attractive for living in.
Some of the work that you've been doing has been featured in architectural journals, the international journals, have shown what you've achieved in this area.
I like to think of myself as a practitioner. I'm not really a trained architect with degrees and certification, and I'm not very philosophical or analytical about what I do. I envision space and light and views and try to keep learning about how one can be energy efficient in the context of making something that is beautiful. So when I get featured in architectural journals, both for consumers and also for professionals in the field, I'm always very happy to read the articles because I learn a lot from them. What can I say? I mean, I am so flattered. It's amazing to me that here at the Brickyard and my other projects, an amazing number of architects from all over the world have come to look at my work. And I have to pinch myself.
Well, it's a great honor, Jim, because one of the ways you've designed the Brickyard is to have the rooms of this boutique hotel, this beautiful hotel. So you're waking up in the morning and you're waking up to see the great wall beyond your windows. Now, you couldn't ask for better than that.